Portland has become the latest and largest school district in Maine to adopt an inclusive transgender and gender-expansive student policy. It follows half a dozen other school districts across the state that have taken steps to prevent bullying, provide equity, and clarify best practices. But advocates say Portland's policy, unanimously adopted by the school board last night, is a potential model for districts around the country. Susan Sharon has more.
Not long after President Trump took office and rolled back federal protections for transgender students, members of the Portland School Board decided they wanted to pursue their own policy, and they wanted students to help develop it. And so, with the support of the school superintendent, they, along with parents, teachers, advocates, attorneys, and students, got to work.
We had long meetings, and it took 7 months, but I wanted it to be right and to make sure we did it right the first time around.
Board member Holly Seeliger is credited with championing the policy that allows transgender and gender-expansive students to use the preferred pronoun of their choice, to use bathrooms and changing rooms that correspond with their gender identities, requires annual training for teachers and staff, and affirms the right of students to be who they are and to be safe from bullying. Gender expansive is a term used to describe people whose gender expressions and identities go beyond what are perceived as expected gender norms. Seeliger says she understands what it's like to feel marginalized and vulnerable for these reasons. Back in 2003, she was experiencing that in her rural Maine high school.
And I wanted to found the GSA. We called it the Gay Straight Alliance back then, with some other students, and we got a teacher rep to help us have meetings after school.
But, says Seeliger, on the day the first meeting was to take place, the principal canceled it, saying it was not school appropriate. More than a dozen years later, it's a different story.
I want to thank you on behalf of our students and families.
Kathy Markey-Gerard is an assistant principal at Deering High School, who was one of several members of the public who spoke in support of the new policy. No one spoke against it.
I can't tell you what this is going to mean for many, and I also want to speak on behalf of all the work and the leadership that you've shown to our students.
For some, it was an emotional meeting. Just before the vote, one board member read a letter from a parent describing the anxiety and suffering her 21-year-old transgender daughter experienced before she took her own life. It highlighted, said another, that lives are on the line. Gia Drew, program director for Equality Maine, is a longtime former teacher who helped draft the policy.
Having grown up as a bisexual transgender person and not having any support, I probably never thought there'd be a place and a time where schools would be voting on a policy that would affirm my identity.
Is it going to make a difference for the kids who are being bullied?
I hope so. That's really the reason behind this. And I think what we've noticed is that students and teachers and parents in school have been looking for some type of guidance and specifics on how do we talk about this issue, how do we support young people. And I think a policy like this, you know, provides some language and some guidance for folks. And I do think it will make a difference.
Mary Bonato, a parent and attorney with LGBTQ advocates and defenders, calls the policy a watershed moment for Maine. The Maine Human Rights Act requires non-discrimination in schools, but Bonato, who argued against the Defense of Marriage Act in the U.S. Supreme Court, says this is about respect.
I think it's terrific. The one thing that I would say that I'm concerned about is that in Maine, for public high schools, as you know, a lot of this is controlled by the Maine Principals Association, and they have a transgender athletic policy. However, it does require students to, or their schools, to come and have a hearing, essentially, about whether or not they can play boy sports or girl sports.
Bonato says she appreciates that transgender athletes were included in the association's policy, but she says the hearing requirement is something that will need to be addressed. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.